Southeast tribal representatives met in Juneau last week to discuss environmental issues and programs. The four-day conference attracted about 40 people who talked about traditional knowledge, recycling, and working with government agencies. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Yakutat Elder Elaine Abraham has worked for years with the Alaska Native Science Commission. The group focuses on integrating Native knowledge in scientific research. She told conference attendees that studies of historic sealing camps provide one example of the role traditional knowledge can play in environmental studies. She says tribal members used oral history to help archaeologists. They located camps on old shorelines near her hometown that are now inland because of rising land.
From a memory culture, the men were able to draw maps of areas they've never seen, because our people are now hunting what was under the water.
She says researchers found an old bag dated 140 years ago in one spot. In another research, they found numerous trade beads. Abraham, who has worked with the University of Alaska and Sheldon Jackson College, says such collaborations need to increase.
What I'd like to see is Southeast begin to do validation of their oral history, along with a partnering with the Western Signs, that we have a new kind of group that are now Western Signs, and they are more than willing to work with you.
Her granddaughter, Maka Montour, provided the conference with a perspective on the role young people can play. The recent high school graduate is active in Yakutat's chapter of Alaska Youth for Environmental Action. She says Native teenagers make up about 45% of the group's statewide membership. Their current campaign focuses on protecting a traditional food. It includes pledge cards and lobbying for legislation.
We decided on the campaign of salmon and the potential threats to salmon in the state of Alaska today, including Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay, and what we call frankenfish, genetically modified salmon.
The Southeast Environmental Conference was organized by the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Conference organizers attracted representatives of tribal governments and staff from state and federal agencies. Central Council Environmental Coordinator Leilani Knight McQueen says she also invited Native Corporation representatives, though none came. Sea Alaska spokesman Todd Antioquia cited a scheduling conflict. Knight McQueen says the event was still a success.
I think there's a newfound love and encouragement for how we continue to pass on culture and tradition as it relates to the environment, and engaged with our youth in a healthy way. And what I saw happen in this conference was newfound commitments individually and tribally.
The conference also included information about water and air quality monitoring and contaminated site cleanup. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.